The gospel we just heard proclaimed spoke of five virgins who had enough oil in their lamps to keep them lighted for a long night watch, and five others who did not prepare well and thus ran out of oil when they most needed it. The question for us this morning, if I may, is how can we prepare well and keep our lamps burning for the time when the Lord comes? In order to be well prepared, I believe it is important that we know the places where we can find both oil and the flame that we need to keep our lamps going. The first place is baptism. The day that we were baptized, the priest or deacon anointed our foreheads, or the crown of our heads, with chrism, which is a perfumed oil. And he said, "The God of power now anoints you with the chrism of salvation. May you live always as a member of the body of Christ." That day, the day of our baptism, we were given enough oil to keep our lamps going for the vigil that is the Christian life. Okay, we have the oil. And now, what about the flame? Where do we get that one from? The answer again is baptism. On that day, the deacon or the priest presented the Easter candle to our families and said, "Receive the light of Christ." And then someone from our families lighted a smaller candle from the Easter candle. And then the priest said, "Parents and godparents, this child of yours has been enlightened by Christ. May he or she keep the flame of faith alive in his heart." At baptism, therefore, we also received the flame needed to keep our lamps going. If our lamps ever seem to be going out, I invite us to revisit the gifts we received the day of our baptisms, including the anointing with chrism and the Easter light. A second way to obtain oil is by loving justice and hating wrongdoing. Hating wrongdoing and loving justice. Psalm 45, verse 7 says, in speaking about the King of Israel, "You love justice and hate wrongdoing. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness." The psalmist here is telling us that as long as we love justice and hate wrongdoing, we will remain anointed with the oil of gladness, which fills our lamps and also our hearts with joy. Lastly, and most importantly, Christ himself is the most important source of the oil and the flame that that we need for our lamps to keep burning brightly. Both baptism and scripture actually point to him as the sole answer to our deepest questioning. Jesus, the Lord Jesus, is the anointed one. That is what the word Christ means, the anointed one. By going to him, he shares with us from his anointing, and thus we benefit from the oil of gladness with which the Father has anointed him from the very beginning. The Lord also said once in the gospel, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." Clearly, he can also give us the flame necessary to keep our lamps going through the watch of the night. But Father, we might ask, what if we ever run out of oil and flame? My answer to this will be, then we should go to Christ and not to the merchants to ask for more oil and for more flame. I wonder, when I think of the ones the gospel calls foolish virgins, I wonder what would have happened had they gone to the bridegroom to ask for mercy instead of trying to solve the problem themselves by going to the merchants. It seems as if they had assumed the bridegroom was going to punish them instead of forgiving them. And so I wonder, did they actually think he was the bridegroom? Or rather, they thought he was a threat? Did they actually run out of oil? Or did they happen to run out of love instead? Brothers and sisters, the Lord is fast approaching. He is truly coming to us, soon in the Eucharist and later in glory. May we go out to meet him gladly, for he is a loving Savior and a merciful Judge who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.